If on Monday we announce with the European Union a set of crippling sanctions coming after not only individuals but Russian business entities, I think that sends a strong message.
That's Senator Chris Murphy, one of the talking heads on the Sunday morning programs, talking about the sanctions that will come down. 95% in the Crimea vote to go to Mother Russia. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and happy St. Paddy's Day to all of you. Hopefully you'll find a shamrock somewhere along the path today, or a little piece of good fortune, let's put it that way. Some Irish luck, if you will. So the president and Putin had a conversation on Sunday, but it's a tale of two different versions of that phone call. The Russian version is they agreed to discuss ways that they wouldn't have to, they would be able to curb what was happening in the Ukraine and other areas because of the demonstrations and whatnot. And if you listen to the White House version, they say, no, that's not what happened whatsoever, that it was about the Crimea vote and the president saying he would never recognize, it would be never recognized by the United States that it was illegal, an illegitimate way of determining the political status of that Ukrainian area. So it's interesting. The referendum has come and gone, and, you know, that's it. It's now a matter of what happens with these sanctions, how does Russia react, and what kind of political fallout is there from this standoff, I think, in a sense, with Vladimir Putin. Coming up, we'll also talk a little bit about the Field of 68, the NCAA tournament. Why? Because I guarantee, even if you're not a huge sports fan, even if you could care less about college basketball, you're probably filling out some bracket somewhere because you work in an office where everybody does it. So you just pick teams. You're just kind of moving along trying to pick teams. It's funny because it's gotten, the tournament and the brackets have gotten even more notoriety since Warren Buffett said if somebody had a perfect bracket, he would give them $1 billion, which would be such a crazy thing, wouldn't it? And then he'll show you how to invest it. Here's $1 billion for just picking out the winners of the tournament all the way through, which, by the way, would not be an easy feat. Speaking of not being an easy feat, figuring out what's going on with this missing plane gets, I think, more ominous as we go along. Scrutiny is now turning to the pilot and the co-pilot. What happened on March 8th when that Malaysian airline flight just disappeared? Now it's most likely deliberately diverted while it was going from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. They know that because equipment was turned off. So the search is spreading for Flight 370 from open sea to giant parcels of land as they try to recalibrate the plane's pilot and those were who were on board for kind of clues in what happened in this mysterious disappearance. So 239 people. 239 people were on that flight all together. They talk about the dramatic maneuvers the plane made after losing contact with ground control, show that it was an experienced pilot who was at the controls and that the plane performed what they're calling tactical aviation maneuvers after it disappeared from radar. They discovered that a pilot spoke to Malaysian air traffic control after a signaling system on the jet was disabled and didn't indicate there was anything wrong with the signals, the system, or the plane when he communicated. So they've looked through the homes of the captain and the first officer. They took a flight simulator from the captain's home to look at it. and the possibility of hijacking has not been ruled out. And what was the likely path? Was it a southern area to the west of Australia? It's crazy what is happening here. And to add to the conversation, in the UK, you know, they're talking specifically about the ties to terrorism with this pilot, that he was a political fanatic, for one. A political fanatic who had an agenda. And all the British newspapers, they are playing this to the hilt, saying that he had an obsessive support for an opposition leader called Anwar Ibrahim. And they think that Ibrahim, who was put in jail, could have left the captain, Zahari Shah, very upset. So despite all of this effort, this multinational effort, there's no signs of any plane or a crash at this point. The Malaysian Prime Minister said over the weekend, yes, admitting that the plane was deliberately steered off course, as I explained. The FBI says it could be an act of piracy, suggesting that passengers are actually being held. They're talking about the ping that could have been transmitted rather from the ground if it was still intact. So there's all kinds of theories that are floating around. And the possibility that hundreds of passengers are being held at an unknown location is not being ruled out. The transponder switch being switched off. And then where they could have gone, about where they, when they fell off radar, and the 7 hours of fuel that they had left, and what, where they were cruising. The stories and the possibilities are vast, just like this search has been. The search has had 43 ships, 58 different planes, aircraft of some sort, 15 countries involved in this. From the South China Sea to the Bay of Bengal in the Indian Ocean. And they're trying to figure out where this plane could have been taken down, if it was taken down. Because the military radar showed the jet climbed to 45,000 feet above its limit, which could have been a deliberate attempt to, well, kill the passengers, knock them out, knock out the passengers and the crew. So, is it somewhere on the ground? Is that really a possibility? You know, what happened here? They took away a laptop. They took away a flight simulator. And they're trying to comb through the evidence to figure out what the captain might have been involved with. And the co-pilot, perhaps, as well. Do you have any theories? Share them. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, each on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing, get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you've been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you. Fascinating new thing, you seem naked, want a temporary savior. Fascinating new thing.
All right, a little odds and ends here, and one of those did you knows about yawning. You're going to like this, did you know? Coming up. We talked about the plane and the craziness that's now ensuing over... craziness, I say, in a sad way, of what's happening in this investigation into the pilot in particular and the co-pilot, too, because the co-pilot would probably have had to have been involved in this. And has this plane landed somewhere or not? I mean, there is certainly the threat of a hijacking that can crop up anywhere. And perhaps he's behind it. But there are still a lot of issues surrounding this, including, yes, there are areas where you could land the plane, especially if you were good at it, but a 777 is a pretty big bird, so you would have to have somebody on the ground on the other end to kind of protect you. Not kind of, but to protect you, unless it was a completely remote area where there was, I mean, nothing else. And there are those islands, but then you would have to have the right kind of place to land that island, land on that island, too, as well. So nothing but theories. This gets more interesting because I believe they're trying to keep some of this away from the public, and now it's being peeled out there. And this Shah is a guy who, with this flight simulator, which is not necessarily in... usual, but his obsessive support for Anwar Ibrahim, who's been jailed could have led to some of this. We'll see. I think this week is going to be huge for this story, obviously. Also, by the way, there was, in odds and ends, there was a quake. It hit off the Chilean coast. No damage, nothing, just a little bit of a rock slide, but still didn't affect anyone there. They had a second quake, 5.1 on the Richter scale, so a 7.0 on the Richter scale, nothing, which is terrific that nothing happened. It's pretty deep in the water, 12 miles. It was what has been clocked at. The U.S. Geological Survey announces that kind of stuff. It happened on Sunday just after 6 o'clock, but no major damage. Nothing with tsunamis, none of that. Just two small roadside rock falls. Wow. It's the area that it hit. That same, you say 7.0 in another place, and it's a much bigger disaster. But because of where it hit, if there was any such thing as luck, I guess, in that sense, there was some luck there anyway. All right, I briefly mentioned the NCAA tournament, and I'll just give you this at the top. When we're talking about top seeds and whatnot, I think it's the underdogs versus the big boys is why also some people get interested in the March Madness bracket stuff, and because there's something on the line in these offices. It's got to be one of the most distracted times for people who work in offices because they're paying attention to something they never pay attention to, college hoops. So the number one seeds, I'll just tell you those, out of the South, Florida, in the West, Arizona, Wichita State out of the Midwest, and in the East, Virginia edges out Villanova, who could have been the number one seed. Probably some teams that are disappointed, but in all, 68 are part of the big dance, and then it gets narrowed down. Sweet 16, it gets interesting. Final Four, or Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Final Four, and then the two teams that are left, and ultimately the champion, and that's goes all the way. The championship game will be April 7th. So the round of 64 starts March 20th. And the 21st, that's when those games are played out. So at the tail end of the week, if you're filling out a bracket, you have a couple of days to do it. Selection Sunday, that's it. They pick the teams, and that's it. You got your number one seeds, and then some of the mix-ins who made it, some of the bubble teams that made it in. So alums from those schools, pretty excited about it. But I think it's more a question of, let's be honest, people filling out brackets who normally are not really paying attention to it, hoping that they'll win. And sometimes it's just like playing the lottery. Sometimes it's that person that, it's that person that wins. Let's put it that way. All right, kind of sad news. Well, it is sad news. Sad news for his family. I can remember as a kid seeing this guy on late night TV, David Brenner, the comedian, dead at the age of 78. What's interesting is if you are old enough to remember the Johnny Carson show and at all, he was on the Johnny Carson show 150 times. Wow. I mean, he had to be one of the most, the guy who appeared one of the most times, I would think, on that show. He just got along with Carson, and he was invited on again and again and again. He was the kind of comedian that talked about his daily life and that kind of stuff. And he was born in Philly, graduated from Temple, and he started out writing television documentaries and then starred in a comedy in the 70s, then did a talk show and whatnot. And he had a battle with cancer. So his three sons and a bunch of grandkids and David Brenner, dead at the age of 78. It's interesting, in his final request, they say he asked that $100 in small bills be put in his left sock just in case tipping is recommended where he's going. That's what his family said in the statement that they released. So forever the comedian, even at the very end of things. You know, since we do our cheap movie review, people ask me what happened to the box office sometimes, And Mr. Peabody and Sherman, certainly not a movie that I will see, but it goes to that animated thing, $21.2 million it raked in. How about that? The other big one for its 17th week, Frozen, pulls in just over $2 million, but what's interesting, it's set to go over $400 million. That's crazy to think of that. And that crazy Lego movie at $236.9 million in its sixth week, 7.7 for the haul on the weekend. So people are going to the movies. It's just a question of what they're choosing to watch, I guess, when they get there. I think it's kind of hard because it's so much easier to stream the movies and cheaper to watch them that way. Let's face it. But I guess, you know, you want to get out and that's what what do we do in this country? What do you do for fun? What do you do to relax? And the answer is, and I say it for myself, the answer is that you go to a movie sometimes and, each and every week there, somebody ends up hauling in some cash because of the crowd that showed up to watch whatever it was. And it seems to be a lot of the animated movies are doing well, which means a lot of parents probably or grandparents or whatnot are taking their kids to go and see whatever the latest one is that's out. Because each week they haul in a pretty decent amount of money, even if there's one like that Frozen that keeps making more and more money. They seem to all do pretty well. Let's put it that way. All right, from the land of the bizarre, and coming up, as I said, that we have some of those you won't believe it moments. How about this story of the golfer who injured himself with a violent sneeze? You know, I've always wondered that. Are you ever around anyone who has a crazy sneeze? You wonder if it's doing something to them? Well, we're going to talk about that next. Plus, yawning. More reasons to hang through. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
Self-reliance,
survival supplies,
survival skills,
national experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy and members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Tonight, happy St. Patrick's Day. You third shifters will be celebrating on our next show a little bit more. You can bet I'll probably be snapping up, as somebody asked in our mailbag, if I would go out and have corned beef and cabbage or make corned beef and cabbage. And yeah, the answer is yes, I will be doing that. I hopefully won't be yawning. Did you know that yawning can be pretty contagious? Yawning is well documented and happens, they say, in response to seeing, thinking, or hearing about yawning. So this study that somebody linked to me at Duke University, they came to these conclusions after recording the number of times that 328 healthy people yawned while watching a 3-minute video of people yawning. They say some people were more susceptible to contagious yawns than others. The number of yawns per person, check this out, ranged from 0 to 15. Age was the only independent factor that influenced contagious yawning. The older the person, the less likely they were to yawn while watching the video. However, age explained only 8% of the difference, they say, in the people who were watching the videos. And they're still doing work on this. But Duke University School of Medicine, it's what they were studying, and they were saying that there are a couple of things. That contagious yawning is less common in people with autism or any other or a psychological disorder like schizophrenia, and that learning more about the biology behind contagious yawning could help improve understanding about those disorders. Wow, that's interesting. I think there is something to that. I think there is something about all of a sudden you're in a room and people start to yawn. And you see it and see it and see it and see it. I think it does do something. It does make you think of it. And it can spread to you, let's put it that way. But they're saying it just depends on a couple of other factors. And they're doing more research on it. It'll be interesting to see what some of those other conclusions are, let's put it that way. But I think it is. I think it's a contagious thing. How about the sneeze deal? I've known some people that really have incredible sneezing ability. I mean, where it does seem like it hurts you when you look at them. Well, Rory Sabatini, who's a pro golfer, got a rib injury from it. They say that he injured a rib when he sneezed on the 14th tee, and a PGA physical therapist put a bag of ice to his right shoulder. He kind of limped off to the finish of this latest stops, and when he was asked why did you even try to gut it out, he said he needed the FedEx Cup points, and if you don't finish, you don't get the points. That's nice, but he ended up with a rib injury because of the sneeze. That it was just pain. It flared up the second that happened, even though he'd had other problems like neck problems and whatnot. But how about that? Did you ever think you could sneeze hard enough to injure yourself? Like I said, I've seen some people sneeze, but that's an incredible sneeze if it does that to you. I mean, that is a pretty, pretty, pretty powerful sneeze if it's injuring you. But that's what it was. That's what they put it at, that, hey, that's what happened. That's what we have to, you know, that's what we're looking at. And that's the reason why, is because of the fact that he had a hard time finishing, but he finished because of what happened with the sneeze. So there's your did you knows about the yawning and the sneezing. There's an explanation, I swear, for everything. Isn't there? A guy who has gotten a lot of publicity, the Westboro Baptist Church founder, now they're saying is near death. His son is saying that. He, you know, the founder of the church was known for picketing military funerals, and it was heavily anti-gay. The founder is... His name is Fred Waldron Phillips, and his son Nathan said he's on the edge of death at a hospice house, a Midland hospice house. And the Westboro Baptist Church didn't release any kind of a statement or anything like that, but since he's been the pastor, he's gotten, as I said, a lot of publicity for carrying anti-gay signs and picketing events, military funerals, political gathering type places, and other events. So the son, who's come back to help his father as he's fading, is actually somebody who left his father's church and has actually spoken out on behalf of gay and lesbian groups. So it's interesting. And he even posted something on his Facebook. He said, I feel sad for all the hurt he's caused so many people. I feel sad for those who will lose the grandfather and father they loved. And I'm bitterly angry that my family is blocking the family members who left from seeing him and saying their goodbyes. because they are not allowing some of the people to go and visit him in hospice because they split with the church. It's interesting the emotions and that come out in families, especially when it's deep-seated over an ideological difference when somebody's dying, whether or not they let them see the person or not. And this one is playing out right before our very eyes, obviously. In the meantime, a couple of other quick hits for you, because we're taking the pulse of what you think for 2016. Could we ever have a show where we don't talk about that, for goodness sake? Rand Paul right now is edging out Paul Ryan in a hypothetical, in a Republican presidential field. It's a CNN ORC International poll, shows 16% of Republicans and independents who lean right say they'd support Paul for the nomination. But there isn't a lot of breathing room between Paul and the other candidates. After Paul, Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, Texas Governor Rick Perry are at 11%. This is in the latest poll. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who ran in 2008, also ended up in double digits in the poll. Then you had Jeb Bush at 9, Chris Christie and Ted Cruz at 8. Marco Rubio, 5. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, 3%. So here we go again with the crowded field. No clear front runner yet in the potential candidates. And a lot of fluctuation, but it's still early enough. Hillary Clinton is flat out the favorite at this point. Again, still, the poll shows 63% of Democrats and left-leaning independents choosing her as the Democratic nominee. Joe Biden trails her at 13%. And then you have to go way down the list for the single-digit people. Very different from the Republicans, where it's more, where it's closer, where it's bunched up, and it's very few points separating. So there's no question that Hillary Clinton is the one. Versus some crazy thing happening, or just at the last, when it's time to say, yeah, I'll raise her hand, she decides not to do it, but it seems highly unlikely, very highly unlikely at this point that that is going to happen. I don't think so. So we're charging toward the midterms, and that'll get more interesting in the next couple of months. Months that'll heat up, I think, and especially as we get to the tail end of once we hit the summer. But already the 2016, the presidential hopefuls, is still very, very intriguing to see who wants to throw in and who is kind of testing the water, heading to Iowa, heading to New Hampshire, trying to figure out if they have any kind of a real shot to challenge before they jump into the ring once it's time to do that, and trying to get funding and all the things that entail what happens when you want to run for president. All right, stay with us here on America Tonight, because we have one of our re-racks coming up, a great re-rack for you, in fact. Ivan Elin, we're talking about the situation in Russia and Putin. He says we need to stay out of it, and he's going to tell you why, coming up on ATN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Tonight, of course, as I say, the buzz in the backyard actually isn't in our backyard. It's someplace else, and it's on the Crimea Peninsula and what's now happened with Russia and everybody analyzing Putin versus Obama and all this other sort of stuff. But in the end, with this referendum coming up, what does it mean for the people? One of my favorite guests, Ivan Elin, joins us, and he's a senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute, which is a nonprofit, nonpartisan, key to tell all of you that, nonpartisan research and educational organization. Ivan, thanks for hanging with us again on ATN.
Thanks for having me on, Kate.
Okay, so your take, just tell me about Putin, because you've been writing about this. Tell me about Putin. And, one, how you think he's being perceived around the world, but, two, in his world, what it means to do what he's doing now.
Well, I think, you know, he doesn't get very good press, anything he does in the United States, of course, and he is very autocratic, and he doesn't fit our mold of a democratic leader at all. In fact, he's taken Russia the other way. However, you know, nations have interests, and the U.S., has sort of disregarded Russia's interests since the end of the Cold War, and we kept marching NATO further east. So that's why, one of the reasons, not the only reason, but it's one of the reasons that Russia has a leader like Putin. Remember, they had Yeltsin, who, before Boris Yeltsin, who bent over backwards to accommodate the West, and what Russia got in return was a hostile alliance moving east. And so that's why, you know, Putin is what he is. I mean, Russia has a leader who sticks his thumb in the West's eye, and one of the reasons is because the United States and Western Europe moved the NATO alliance eastward. So, and now, you know, I think people focus on the fact that Putin is a swaggering autocrat, and certainly he is, but people don't focus on the fact that Russia, they see this as an offensive move by Putin, whereas Russia had 40 million dead in the first two world wars, World War One and World War Two. They've been invaded by Napoleon, Hitler, and everybody else, and so they're very conscious of having buffer states. Well, Ukraine is not only a buffer state, but it's regarded by many Russians as part of the part of Russia, and certainly the eastern and southern parts, including Crimea, with Russian speakers, they certainly feel part of Russia. But in 1954, Khrushchev, during the Soviet period, transferred Ukraine from Russia to, or excuse me, Crimea from Russia to Ukraine, and of course, then Ukraine became independent after the Soviet Union fell, and that's why we have the current problem. But from Putin's perspective, he feels that he has lost Ukraine, his buffer state there, and he's trying to get parts of it back. Particularly, Crimea is very strategic because there's a big naval base. Or the Russians have, Navy has its only warm water port, and it's very important for the Russians because all their other ports are ice-filled during the winter season. So this is regarded as strategic, not only for the port, but for other reasons as well, the Russian-speaking populations. And so I don't look at this as an attempt by Putin to take over Europe. I mean, Hillary Clinton sort of compared Putin to Hitler, and I think that's absurd because this is actually Putin salvaging, trying to salvage parts of Ukraine because he's lost the main part of Ukraine to a government that's now hostile to Russia. So Russia's really has lost ground here and is attempting to salvage it. Now, that doesn't excuse Putin's behavior, but I think you have to put it in perspective a bit.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. What I loved about your piece is you talk about, and it was at the Huffington Post. You can check it out in the Huffington Post. But the title is, in the long term, surprisingly, Putin's solution for the Ukraine may be the best. And what's interesting is you point out some things that I've talked about is, what about some of the other things that we've seen happening from our own leaders? You even mixed in there the great Ronald Reagan saying the invasion of Grenada. I just got back from Grenada. And you talk about the invasion of Grenada in 1983 to save the medical students in no danger. And then what happened there? You talk about George H.W. Bush's invasion of Panama because of its leader, Manuel Noriega, and, you know, the fact that he was associated with the narcotics trade. So why is that? Do we sort of get a pass sometimes when we have the reason to justify why we've done something in the United States?
Well, I think in the United States, we have an idealistic population compared to the rest of the world. We like to think we're advancing freedom with whatever military action that we take. Of course, we rarely do that, as Iraq, Libya, and Afghanistan have demonstrated. But I think we always come up with a high-flying rhetoric about why we're doing this, spreading freedom or humanitarian assistance to people as we did in Libya. But the problem is this usually masks deeper interests that we're protecting, whether it's oil in the Middle East or, you know, some other reason for going into places. Particularly in Latin America, we've had a Monroe Doctrine where Latin America has been our playground since 1823. So when we say that Russia going into its sphere of influence is a bad thing, we should look in the mirror a bit and see that we've done probably more of it than they have over time, including our recent adventure in Iraq where we went in for very little reason at all, and certainly all the reasons that were given turned out to be false. So, you know, we're still puzzled. Many people are still puzzled as to why the U.S. invaded Iraq, and certainly we've made a mess of that country. We've made a mess of Libya, and we've made a mess of Afghanistan. So I think we really need to, you know, we don't need to act like Vladimir Putin in our own policy. And I think, you know, there's a certain amount of hypocrisy in our own view of this, because in 1999, Bill Clinton and NATO dismembered Serbia and took away a province of Kosovo from the Serbians. And, of course, we didn't complain about that, you know, meddling in other countries then. So I think we have to look in the mirror a bit and see that countries will offer whatever excuse. And I think the Russian excuse is very lame, that they're, that there's somehow the, these Russian speakers are in any danger. But and it doesn't excuse what Putin did, but I think we need to put in perspective. First of all, Ukraine is not strategic to the United States. It's very strategic to Russia. It's in the Russian sphere of influence. And we have to recognize these great power realities.
Yeah, the you know, and talking along those lines, when this whole thing settles, when this is all over, what do you think? Are we going to see that the region bounces back under the wing of Mother Russia, as I say? Do you think, if you were to handicap it for us?
Well, I think, you know, Russia is probably going to keep Crimea. They're probably going to have a referendum, have everybody vote, and I think the Russians will win the referendum, because I think many people in Crimea, 60% of the people are Russian-speaking, and I think they're probably going to vote to be part of Russia. And it may be a fair, we'll have to see if the referendum is free and fair, but as the Russians may very well win a free and fair referendum because of the affinity of Crimea to Russia, since it was once in Russia. The same could be said of eastern Ukraine. Now, of course, Putin hasn't gone into the eastern Ukraine. It's only gone into the southern Ukraine and Crimea. Well, you know, overall, we may have a better, have more stability if the Russian-speaking regions of Ukraine went with Russia or were independent Russian-speaking satellites of the Russia, of Russia, and the western part of Ukraine would go toward the west, and they could become part of EU or whatever, and we would have a situation like perhaps South Korea and North Korea, where you know, western Ukraine is a model of free market economics and that sort of thing, and compare it to the rather statist parts of Crimea and eastern Ukraine. So, you know, we might have a more stability if we went there. Recently, Ukraine has been whipsawed between the east and the west after the Orange Revolution. It went west, and then Yan Yakovych, who the leader they just threw out, went east and was a Russian affiliate. You know, he was, had an affinity for Russia, and now we're back to west again. So perhaps we should divide Ukraine some way and reach some sort of a deal.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we'll see how this plays out, really, in the next couple of days here as you're talking about the referendum. Ivan Elin, thanks so much once again for popping on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.